Kumlen and Ablat Gemara. It's the second day of Chodesh Adar. We're up to Daf Nun Dal and Amral of the new Pedik Haroya. Okay, we're continuing in the theme of brachas, but these are the brachas that are less often said, and the Ramah we'll talk about later. Haroya Mokim Shenase by Nisim Yisrael. If you go by a place, you see a place that miracles occur to Klal Yisrael. Oimer, you make the following bracha. Baruch Sha'osa Nisim Laveseinu Ba Mokim Hazeh. In this place. Mokim Shenekra Mimenu Akum. Sorry. Mokim, a place. Shenekra Mimenu Akum, a place that Avodah Zarah was removed. Oimer, you say Baruch Sha'okar Akum Atzeinu. That thank God that Avodah Zarah was removed from our land. Al Hazikim, when it comes to shooting stars or meteorites, or we'll see later what it is. Obviously, hurricanes, Al Hazvayas, and on earthquakes, Al Amim, and on thunder, Al Ruchas, and strong winds, Al Brokim, and lightning. Oime, you make a bracha, Baruch, Shekoycha, Gvorosim, Al Oilam. We'll see you tomorrow later. Al Hori, when it comes to mountains, Al Gvoyas, and hills, Al Yamim, and seas, Al Anoris, and rivers, Al Midboris, Tasis holds the rivers, not all rivers, but like the four rivers that mentioned the Torah in the beginning, or very large rivers. Bala Midboris and the desert, Oimer Baruch Oise Bereshis. Hashem made this, all of this. The Buddha Oimer says, Haroyes Yamagod. We see the Great Sea. Yamagod is either Atlantic that spreads all over the world, sometimes also the Mediterranean. Oimer, you say, Baruch Sha'osa Sayam Hagod. That blessed Abishtu made this Yam. Now, I told you yesterday, Taisha says that all of these brachas that are mentioned in this Mishnah, even though Hashem's name is omitted, definitely you have to say Hashem's name and you have to say Melech HaOlam, otherwise not a bracha. And in fact, the Magen Avraham uses it as a proof. When you learn, you don't say Hashem's name. That's why the Hashem's name is missing. However, the Ravid holds, the Ravid says that because the Mishnah omitted all of these brachas Hashem's name, you actually don't say Hashem's name of these brachas. You're not supposed to say Hashem's name. You just say the bracha exactly, verbatim, the way it's written in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Vayitzeh, Bezman Shiroi Eyu Leprokim. When you see it on occasion, we'll see what occasion means. Alak Shomim on rain Val Psuras Tevis. Oimi, you say, Baruch HaTev, I'm Eitiv. Because you're not the only beneficiary, but everyone else also benefits from the rain. Al Psuras Rois on ill tidings. Oimi, you say, Baruch Dayin HaEmes. And you have to, the Eibishter who does justice. Bona Bayis Chadosh, you built a new house. Vekona Kelim Chadoshim, and you purchase new vessels or garments. Oime Bora Shechiyono Vekimon Yigiono Zman Azimik Bora Shechiyono. And see you more later when we say and when we don't say. Bevorich Al Haro Me'ein Al Atoiva. If something starts out bad, even though something good will come out of it, as Gemara will explain later. Let's say it was a flood, but later, but you feel now it's all irrigated, so you make a bracha as what it's now, which is dynamis. Something's good, but eventually something bad happens from it. You make a bracha of what it's now, which is good. And the Gemara explained an instance for that. But if you daven today, you're going to scream about something already occurred. Had a tefillah shav. It's a wasted tefillah. It's too late. Your wife is pregnant. In other words, she already has a child and the gender has already been established. I want my wife to have a boy. Had a tefillah shav. Except by the dinas, we'll see more later. Hoye Baba Derech was traveling in the road with Shama Kotzvach. You hear a shout in the city, and you daven, please, it shouldn't be from my house. That this, whatever the catastrophe is, it shouldn't have happened in my place. Harezu Tulashov. Fafal already happened. Whatever happened, happened. Hanich Nislekrach. If somebody enters a city, Mispal Shtaim, you make two brachas. Achas b'chnisas, one upon entering, a tefillah that everything should work out peacefully. And the achas b'tziyasa, when you leave town, you thank the Eibishter that everything worked out. Ben azei met arba, you have to make four brachas. Shtayim b'chnisas, two upon entry. One is to thank the Eibishter till everything was good, and one to inspire that continuously. It continued that way. And shtayim b'tziyasa, you want to thank for everything worked out, and one continuing that way. Because you thank the Eibishter for what happened till now, and you daven for the future. Chayiv Adam Levorich Ala Ra, a person has to make a bracha on bad, Kishem Shemevorich Ala Teva, just like he makes a bracha on good. Now, the bracha on bad is Dina Emes, the bracha on good is a Teva Metiv, but it's you still have to thank the Eibishter and give a bracha to the Eibishter. It says, both your hearts, good. You have to tell, which is a metaphor for good and bad. talking about that, but continue. V'chol nafshcha, you have to serve the Eibishter with your entire soul. What does that mean? Afilu neitles nafshcha, you have to be prepared to give your life up for Hashem. Serious nefesh. V'chol ma'idecha, with all your being. V'chol ma'mincha, with all your money. Because we had in Gemara Chulin an opinion that money, tzadikim chavivim lehem ha'mayinim yezim gufim. And our people, that their money, the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, that their money is worth to them more than their whole life. So therefore, we're telling them, use all your money to serve the Eibishter. It's interesting that when it comes to mitzvahs, I say there's a din how much you're supposed to spend. Maximum, I've tested it, maximum a third. But when it comes to aloysasa in Shulchan Aruch, Chasim Tafreish Nunvav, Paskins, you're supposed to spend all the money in the world that you have to avoid doing an avera. And where do you learn it from? From right here. That you have to use all your money to avoid doing an avera. Others question that because here's talking about avodah zarah, as we'll see later in the Gemara. Or in Sanhedrin. So maybe by avodah zarah you have to spend all the money that you have, but for every avodah to avoid doing an avera, nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch paskens to avoid doing an avera in a proactive way, you have to spend all the money you have. There's no limits of a third or cap, no caps. With all your being, any way Hashem deals with you, you should what? You should still thank Him for it, acknowledge Him. As the word midah and the word midah. When you're standing in front of the base of Midrash on the eastern entrance is facing the Heichal, which is facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. You shouldn't there be disrespectful. It's exactly directly facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. You shouldn't enter the base of Midrash. The makli with the stick of manal in a shoe, bundosay with his money belt, uvavak shal raglov and the dust on his feet. La yasenu kapandria. You shouldn't use the base of media as a shortcut to get from one place to another place, to get from one place to another place. And some of these didn't apply to shul and some don't. Rekika and not to you spit. Mikavu chaimer. There's a kavu chaimer that tells you not allowed to spit, which we'll explain later. Call Chosame Bracha Shem Miglish, the Chazan who daven in the base of Miglish, and he would conclude the Bracha. He wouldn't say like we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayin Adas. Hayyayimim would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elekeinu, we would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elekei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam. Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam. So he had a much longer Bracha. But initially he only said, Hayyayimim Ad Ha'olam. Mishikilklu Atzadukim. In the second base of Miglish, the Zadukim came about. But Omru, they said, that since they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, nowhere in Torah Shabbat Ksav does it say there's a world to come, or Gan Eden or anything, you know, a spiritual world. Ela Echad, they says only one world. He's Kinush. Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. They should say, Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. So then, before you really ask, is Ezra who said, you say, Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, actually, Zdor HaMelech, and Zdukim, we all know, started from Antoninus, which was many years after Ezra. Yeah. So how in the world is he worried about the Tzedukim? So obviously, Tzedukim weren't the first ones. It must have been people always. Exactly, way before who they weren't organized as a group. Individuals. The Tzedukim were the ones, and Baisusim were the ones, because in the Gemara sometimes the Chacham deal with the Tzedukim and sometimes deal with the Baisusim. Both were Tamidim. Sorry?
Sometimes they just say Minim.
Yeah.
Minim is different.
Meaning sometimes in Yoshkes people, depends, yeah. They also made a takana that a person, when he greets someone, shoyel eshleim chaveda b'shem. When he greets somebody, he should use Hashem's name. Shem, it says, "Hine boyas bo." We live in boyas. Boyas came a beis lechem, and vayyemel akaitzim. And he said to all those people who were harvesting his field, he said to them, "Hashem imachem. The Eibush should be with you." You might think that you're trivializing the Eibush's name by using it to greet people. No, you're not only allowed to. There's a chayv to do it. And vayyemel loy v'rech Hashem. They responded, "V'rech Hashem." Now, you'll notice closely, he said to them, Hashem first, and then Imachem. And they said first, Yivarecha, then Hashem. That's why we say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. From right here, this is the real mocker. Because Shalom is Hashem's name. So when you greet someone, you're doing a mitzvah, you say Hashem's name first. When you're responding, you're just doing the nice thing. Otherwise, we'll learn before you're a gazan if you don't respond. So to avoid that, say answer. So if you say Hashem's name last. And the reason is because the Gemara Nadarim says, we don't say Hashem's name first. What happens? You die right after you say Hashem's name. You never fulfilled your sentence. So therefore, when they respond, they say, Yivarechacha Hashem. Now, it's a full sentence. However, when you're greeting someone, you're doing a mitzvah. And Shem mitzvah lo yedera. When you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah protects you, you won't get harmed. So therefore, you can say Hashem's name first because nothing's going to happen to you. Okay, so we learn from here.
But Omer, it also says in the Pasuk that Hashem Imcha Gibur HaChayo, Hashem should be with you. Again, Hashem Imcha, so we agree. Omer, it says, Al Tavuz, do not embarrass the way Kizikna Imcha. Don't embarrass your ancestors the way they behave, because that's how you should follow. But it says, Ace La says La Hashem, there's a time to do for the Eibishter, have faded to the Secha. Sometimes to do for the Eibishter, you can break his Torah. You're using Hashem's name, but this is a good thing, so you're allowed to. Rab Nosson says, Hey Fedu Toyda Secha, you break the Torah, Meshum Ace La says La Hashem, to do things for the Eibishter. Everybody wonders what in the world Rab Nosson is adding or changing or anything from the Tanakama. So Manatz Chayes wants to say nothing. It's exactly the same thing. That sometimes we break the Torah in order to do a good thing for the Eibishter. We're saying Hashem's name, evoking Hashem's name when we greet somebody. Manatz Chayes says what he's doing is he wants to finish the Mishnah on a good note. He didn't want to finish the Mishnah with Hefeidu Torah Secha, break the Torah. So therefore he wants to finish the Mishnah with Eis Lasa Hashem, which is a good note, positive note.
Rabbi Nosson wasn't the one who put that. That's Rabbi Yehuda who compiled the Mishnah.
So you know, Rabbi Nosson, if you know, was a Talmud of Rabbi, was a Talmud Muvik, and he's a famous guy that we learned about Basel of Ches. Rabbi made a decision that he would no longer give money to the poor, food to the poor. Rabbi Nosson, unless they're Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Nosson lined up there, and he may believe that he's going to learn, and so we'll learn the story of Mishnah in a few years. So he was a good guy. Baba Basel of Ches. No, so if you say he was a Talmud Chaver and they learned together. They learned together, so he made them. Anyway, that's, I think, not him, somebody else. But somebody says that. How do you know you're supposed to make a bracha on a place where miracles happen? There's a big machlek is the Shoinim, and the Mishnah talks about it a lot in Bir Halacha. We don't have Antra B'Shem Halacha really on this, only in the Siddur. Where do you have to actually, when you see the Yam Suf, you make the bracha, or you have to know exactly where the Eden crossed the Yam? Because Rashi says on the bottom of the page, Ma'abris Hayam, Mokum Sha'avri Yisrael, Bi Yam Suf. In other words, clear, Rashi says, not Yam Suf. You got to know. Now, who in the world knows, even though supposedly they found recently in the Red Sea there those chariots on the front. I don't know if it's true or not true, but that's what they say. They found remnants of some chariots. But it seemed that you have to know exactly where it is.
Kids that the archaeologists in Egypt just found the bones of the seven skinny cows with the bones of the fat cows inside them.
Like Shmuel Alva, Shmuel Bey's both exactly. Foreign.
Well, you know what they say about archaeology? It's not lack of evidence or evidence of lack.
Oh. See, well, how do you know? Oh my God, Rabbi Yechon, I'm across the Pasuk. Yehme, Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel. Yisrael came in Pasha 2 weeks ago, and he thanked Eibishter Asher Hitzel. So Anisa, the Rabbi Mevor. So now, big problem with that is Yisrael did not see Yamsuf, did not see the miracles. So what's going on here? And yet he made a bracha. Why do you start off saying, how do you know you have to make a bracha when you see the place of the Nisim? He did not see. He was in the Midbar. Learn from here that Ivid, the Ritva, and others, the fakert. If you see a place, you make a bracha. But if you see the person that the nest happened to, it's even a bigger thing. Because when you see him, it's real. It's alive. When you see the place, it's all dead. You know, there's nothing really there. So if you see the person that the nest happened to, surely you have to make a bracha. That's one. Others disagree totally, and they answer over here that Yisrael saw the mon, like the Marsha says, Yisrael saw the mon, the Be'er, and it's a continuation of the story of Mitzrayim, and because the Nisim was still happening and the Nani covered, so it's like he saw the Nisim as well. Anisa the Rabbi, Mevorchin, when do we all make a Nes? Only if Nisa the Rabbi. Rabbi means Klal Yisrael. Be my chlekes if an entire Shevet and Nes happened to what happens to what the Halach and Larech is only happens to almost Klal Yisrael, which we don't have. Anisa the Yachel Mevorchin, but a Nes for Yachid. No one else makes a bracha except the person who's involved in the nest or Masusi. No one else makes a bracha. However, the Rif's gis is no one else makes a bracha except his children and grandchildren. Our gis is just him. The Rif's gis is his children and his grandchildren. And there's a big machlek in the Shoinim. Halacha the Rif. The big machlek in the Shoinim is what about the children and grandchildren who were born before the nest happened? The children and grandchildren born after the nest happened, they're partners because they wouldn't be around if the father wouldn't have been alive or the mother wouldn't have been alive. But if they were born before, do they make a bracha? Big machlek and the halachi is that the children and grandchildren, whether they're born before or after, make a bracha if they go by a place where the nes happened. But if it's it happened to their father and mother, but if it's great grandchildren, why? Because kivud of the father. Great grandchildren no longer have a mitzvah of kivud of a great grandfather. You have a mitzvah of kivud of a grandfather. Rashi brings a chumash, ma'ateira. But another argument. In fact, that's the only place that the Ramon Shel Noda quotes Rashi bringing a medrash as a halacha. And what do you call it? And but the other, the great grandchildren, only they were born afterwards, so they were beneficiaries of this ness. Interesting, Mishmura says, but a husband does not make a bracha for a wife, or a wife does not make a bracha for a husband, because only Yaitse Yerechai. You're a part of it. Otherwise, even though you're best friend and whatever else, it's still not, you don't make a bracha, which is interesting. I know, he doesn't bring a mocker for it, he just says that.
Normally,
we say
husband and wife.
You think he's a goofy and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know what he says. Oh, Ahud Gavad Abakazal Beva Yamina, a place, a person who's gone by an area called Eva Yamina, in every country. Nafal Allah Arya line attacked him, he's Abba, and that's happened, the Istamla, he was saved. Also the Kamad Rabba came for Rabba Omar, he said, Kalaim is the Mati Lost, whenever you go by in this area, Barich, you make the Nes Baruch, make the Baruch, Baruch Shaosali Nes Mamakamazah. Again, the Machlaik is the Hashem de Manat. Big Machlaik is the Shayna, a miracle that has to happen. Does it have to be an extraordinary miracle? Like this one here. A lion attacked him. It's not humanly possible to save yourself from a lion unless an extraordinary miracle happened. But you see more in the next story. Or any miracle. A rock went flying and whizzed by your face. One more centimeter would have hit you. Chas v'shalom, who knows what would have happened. But it missed you. So it's like a nesa piteva. Do you make a bracha then or not? And the Vilna guy wants to prove that you don't make a bracha, then otherwise every woman should make a bracha when she gives birth. Others say they don't understand the question. There's no ness. That's natural. Happens all the time. Stones whizzing by a millimeter from your face, and that's something that happens all the time. And when it happens, and miraculously you're saved, everyone agrees you've got to make bench gaimel. But whether... actually, I take that back. My chlech is bench gaimel as well. But what do you call it? But at least it's a ness. So the Mishnah Berurah passing, you should make a bracha without the Abish's name. Only if it's a ness extraordinary, like the next story. Sorry? You look at the next story, it's even clearer. A big ness, a supernatural ness. The first one, a lion attacked you.
That's natural, so lions attack.
But to save yourself from a lion maybe is not natural. Because a human cannot save himself from a lion. And somehow or another, don't tell the details of the story, but somehow or another he was saved from a lion. The lion jumped on him. How did he say something? The lion jumping on you? It's not like a rock that almost hit you, a wall that almost hit you.
It's just then that the lion noticed the nice juicy cow that you were walking with.
Because traveling there in the plains of Arav is v'tzochel, and I was very thirsty. Is abed leniz a miracle happened? Even le'ain the ma'ay, suddenly a spring shot up. This is mamish a nest, which is l'mayim v'chateva. The line, I guess you can argue whether it's l'mayim v'chateva or whatever, because we don't know the details. Maybe another guy walked by and the line got scared. I mean, maybe we don't know the details. The ishte drank. Another time, but he's going to the marketplace. Gamla, a wild camel was chasing after him. Suddenly the wall opened up. All the government inside, it's like the famous story of Rashi, they say, in Worms. His mother, the wall, a horse was going, running by, and suddenly the wall opened up, and the mother was able to get into that and save her baby in the womb. Now, this story, Mabed Avina, is all stories of super miracles, supernatural events. When he came to, he said two miracles happened to him. So when he came to Arav, he made a bracha. He mentioned another miracle. When it comes to a miracle that happened to Klal Yisrael, every single person who goes there has to make a bracha. He has to make a bracha. They ask, how come Yerushalayim make a bracha when Sancheriv and the whole 180,000 soldiers all died? Over there, it's not recognizable from the place. There has to be a ness that when you see the yam, it's recognizable because the yam itself was involved in the ness. The place was involved in the ness. And all of these nesses that we say that happened to Klal Yisrael, and you see the place, you got to make a bracha, the place was involved. By Sancheriv, the place wasn't involved. The heavens opened up and they heard the Malachim singing and they all passed out. We see the crossings of the Yam of the Yam Sufa, crossing of the Yadim with Yeshua, Ma'abriz Nachle Anan. We see the crosses of Nachle Anan, which we'll soon see by the Meroim there by the mountains, and Avne Al Govish and the stones of Al Govish, Mere Beit Chayin, down the Mere Beit Chayin. We'll soon see what that story is. But Evan should be because Evan Al Machabosh, and you saw on the stone that Egg Machabosh wanted to hurl in Eden, but Evan should Yashav La Moshe, which was Yeshua, Mecham La Molek, and the stone that Moshe Ben Asat, and miraculous Eden won. The Yishtah Shal Light, and the wife of Light, we'll soon see what the miracle, how is that a miracle for Klai Yisrael, that got swallowed in the ground. You have to praise the Abishdah. Okay, a miracle. Ma'abrasiyad crossing the yard with the Yeshua Chsiv Yamda, Kainly Sarim Bizashem, they stood in the dry land with the yard, and then the yard opened up. And they waited until the last eat crossed the yard. What happened there? When they crossed through the Nachle Anan, the little rivers of Anan, what happened there? The Chassidut says, Al Kenya Omasei Mechol Hashem, it should be said in Sefer Hashem, Al Es Vahev Besufa. And the Gemara is going to touch it, Es Vahev, the name of two people, and Besufa means the end of the river. And it goes like this, Tana, we learned, Es Vahev Besufa, Shnei Metzareim Hayo, two lepers, Mahalchim, Sarei Machshor, they walked there, because they were lepers, Mechus Lamachina, so they were in the back. When the Eden were crossing by, so the Moroi said, no, we're going to attack the Eden. There were two mountains. The Eden had to cross right between the two mountains. And they dug out caverns inside the mountains. They all stood there with bows and arrows and stones. And they were going to hurl them on the Eden as they crossing through. And Nachman Islam killed thousands of Eden. They made these holes in the mountains. And when the Eden will cross by, and Akhtil will kill them. They weren't aware. The Oren have a masked kamayda. So the Oren is what went in front of the Eden and leveled all the mountains. I mean, leveled the mountains. In Chumash, Rashi tells us that was the clouds. And now they covered to level everything. But maybe they didn't level mountains. The level, you know, the plains that should be smooth and so on. This is mountains. So how do you level the mountains? By bringing them together and then flattening, bring all the mountains together and then flattening them out so that it raises the ground. So by bringing the mountains together, what happened is squished all those Emoraim inside. And then when Eden crossed, the mountains opened up again, and the blood came flowing out through the Nachal. And these two people at the end saw the blood, and they came running to Eden and told them what happened. Es Vahei Besufa, the end of the river. And that was the miracle. Ki also, Avdekuturi Badidadi, they cleaved together with Catalina, killed them, and Ochaz, the Ma'il Nachal, and the blood came flowing out. Ki also, Es Vahei. When these two people, Os and Vahei, Chazudom, they saw the blood, they couldn't have even made it too, flowing out between the mountains. Osi, Vamri, told Eden, Vamri, Shiri, they started singing a song. Hanksiv, that's what it says in Pasig, the Eshed Hanacholim, Ashenotta, the flow of the rivers that was going Lashevis, that was sitting there, or of initial Gvul Moyev, went flowing into Gvul Moyev. That's when they saw and they started singing. Avnel Gavish, my Avnel Gavish. What's the story of the stones? And this is a story about the Goyim Magus. So what does that have to do with what's going on here? Tana Avonish Amdal Gavish. The word Al Gavish is Al Gavish, that landed on top of people, on top of Ish. Ish, who's Ish? We know Ish is Moish Rabbeinu. What stones? They're hailstones. This is the story. The Yodol Gavish, Omdol Gavish, and the one came down because of another Ish, Yeshua. Omdol Gavish, the Moish, by Moish, what happened was with the Borod, the Ksiva Ish, Moish, he's known as Ish. Uksiva Yertlo, Akhilus, by Borod, they stopped Ummat when Yartza, so the hailstone stopped somewhere suspended in the heavens. Yodol Gavish, and it came down later on by another person, that Yeshua, the Ksiva, Kachel Chos Yeshua Benun, Ish, Asheruach, boy, the spirit name, Ksiva, he been, no, he simply ran away, he been Moish, based Chos, Rashem, Hishachle, have one of the large stones. So these hailstones are like stone, but they were stones. So they didn't melt because when Eden came by, they saw these stones. Evan, if you see them in the future, you got to make a bracha. Obviously, they're still there, stones. Evan should be because Oyim Melech HaBoshim, the guy you saw, the stone that Oyim Melech HaBoshim wanted to throw in Eden, Gemara Gemidl, that we learned. What's the story there? Oh, my machin, so come out with lots of pasta. How big is the Jewish camp? 12 pasta, 3 pasta, 12 meal. Ezel the Ekatuda Bartlosa Parsa. I'm going to take a mountain that's three parsa of Ezdolai and I'll toss it on Eden. I'll kill them. What's going on here? How do you think? How can you pick up such a mountain? So the Rashba learns. Some people say, yeah, Kipshutai. That he's a strong man. He's a Malach. You know, he's been a Nakim and therefore he was able to pick up a mountain the size of Klal Yisrael. But the Rashba says beautifully that Oig Malach HaBoshan saved Avram, they saved Lot. And the Bilam compared the others to mountains. So he said, I'm going to pick up the mount, three parts, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, because I have this, I helped them all out. So therefore, I'm going to pick up this chus of the Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and use that chus to go against the Eden. That's what he was going to do. The Moshe adds then, I'll tell you one second. He took a mountain of three parts of Isa, Resha put on his head, but Isa, Kuchabrich, on his head, came along, came to, and he put them, what do you call it? And he brought over there these little worms, Vinokvu, they made a hole. The worms are David HaMelech, it says in Pasuk Tzolas, and it refers to David HaMelech. Vinokhiz B'Tzavar, he fell on his neck. And that's it. So in other words, he no longer had the chus of the others. Comes along, boy, he wanted to take it off. He wants, okay, I'm not going to use the chus of Ovis of my this, I'll use the chus of Ovis of Malachim, because I can use the Kaychatumah. Moshe Shini Lahagis Lahagis, his teeth suddenly extended, but Lemotzel Shmishle couldn't slap it off. I see if Shine says, Hillam, we just said today, Shine Rishayim Shibarta. The teeth of Rishayim be broken, we touch. We could have Shimalaki, I'm Shimalaki, I see Shine Shibarta, I'll take Shibarta, El Shidi Vafta. You extended it. Moshe Kama, have a half because Moshe Eset Amos, 10 Amos. Shokil Narga Bar, Moshe was 10 Amos tall. Just give an idea of the dimensions of Oyim Melech HaBoshan. Moshe was 10 amos tall. Shokel Naga Baraser Amin. He took a stick, a pole that was 10 amos long. Shoved it. He jumped 10 amos. He was a good pole vaulter. He jumped 10 amos. So he's 30 amas tall now. The top of the stick is 30 amas high. And in Michin, what did he strike? Karsule, his ankles. Rekotle. He knocked Og Melech Loshen down. And that's why Gemara is walking there. Og Melech Loshen, by the flood, he sat on top of the ship because he's a tall guy. And the stone of Moshe said, the day Moshe created him was heavy, but he seemed to have underneath him. But he sat each of them, but he looked behind him, but he didn't see if he became a pillar of salt. We'll soon see what the miracle is. And the wall of Yericha Shnilo got absorbed in the ground. It sank straight down into the ground. I understand. They're all miracles. What's the miracle there? It's a punishment. You got punished. You're right. Over there, we don't say the same bracha. We don't say Baruch Shoslines. There you say Baruch Dayan Emes. You say what? Baruch Dayan Emes. Or you don't say Shoslines Lavaseinu. And also, how can you say Lavaseinu when it comes to Asia's light? So you say Baruch Dayan Emes. Even light, you don't say Lavaseinu. You just say Tzadikim. In a way, you can say Lavaseinu also because Rus comes from light. When he was about to destroy his doim and Amor of Ishkel against Avram, you remember Avram, and he extricated light from the mess. The chaim sunk in the ground. It says in the pasuk it fell down, but it toppled over. The long sound. It fell down. Tipol means it collapsed, it fell down. So the Gemara, even the pussy of the width and the height were exactly the same. If it would have fell down, nothing would have happened because it's 4 feet high, let's say, and 4 feet wide. So it's nothing. So therefore, it must be tachtel. It got absorbed in the ground. B'shem hachi avlablu got absorbed. Now we're talking about bichas argeim. And the Rosh says this is to do with carbon toide. The Alter Rebbe right passing from Nonoch, you should say carbon toide. You should say parshas toide. If whatever is, a miracle happens, whatever it is, you have to say parshas toide. Four people have to say thanks to Abish. If somebody crosses the sea, somebody crosses the midbar, when you were sick and you were healed, somebody was captured in jail. Big machlekes and everywhere else. Because machlekes between the French and the Sephardim. Whether it's only these four things that you bench Gremel, or you bench Gremel on anything which is a major sakana and you were saved. Number one. Number two, all of these things is only so then what's special about these four things? These four things, even if it wasn't a sakana, everything else is mamash. You're mamash a sakana, you're in a car accident, something could have happened and you were saved. So therefore, you were saved. These, if you just cross the yam, even though nothing, you were never a sakana, you still, the fact that the etzem minion of being there is a sakana, you bench gremel regardless. So he says here. So when it comes to let's go through each one. Yerdi Yamanon, so we quote a lot of sukkim from Haidu. Those who cross the sea, how do you know the Chiv says Yerdi Hayamonias? It says in the positive they went crossing the boats, Hamaromai says Shem, they saw all the wonders for the things Hashem, but Yamaruch Sara, Yahweh Shemami, his terrible winds came and lifted him up to heaven and came back down. They were tossed around like a hurdled like a drunkard, and they davened to Abish, they took him out of the straits, the wind stopped. They're all rejoiced, they're happy because things quiet down. You got to thank the Eibishter. Holchei midbaris minolon. Those who travel the midbar, how do you know the chiv? It says Toba midbar b'shim derechim oishav lo yoto. They were traveling, got lost, and then they didn't see any civilization. Vayisak al Hashem, vayadichin Hashem in a straight way. Yoyid Hashem chazdei. Okay, misha cholav in esrapi. Only when in esrapi do you medj goyimul when you finish, and misha cholav in esrapi. Big machfiri opinions in the Rishonim. Some say mamash you had to be sick that you were dying. Some say that you have to be a neifel mishkav. You know, if you have a flu, you have a fever, and you get up, you bench gremel. And some say, you have a headache. The Rabbi Haggai says, if you have a headache and you feel better, you got to bench gremel every time. So they say, you don't really do that, we don't do that. And if you want, you say Pasha Toyder. Another thing, except when your mamish is a kona. The chesiv it says evilim mederech pisham of the same yisanu kolaych and sarnash and the kunir and more everything else. Yizakol shem salhem yishlag the vodev. You probably sent them and healed them. Yadashem chazay mi shahayu chavuj beisurim. You in jail again. The machlek is why you in jail. Some say only you're there because din in the fashis. In other words, you're being accused of murder, so therefore you probably go to the gallows. And that, if you were saved, that's a big thing. Others say just being in jail because there's no reliability that you'll come out alive because who knows what goes on in jails. Which so the pasuk can say that today. Jails is, we live in a civilized society and they have to take care, they treat the prisoners with dignity, so you don't bench gremel. And the question, even if you're accused of murder, do you have to bench gremel today if you go out eventually? min the Allah Siv Yeshua Khaishu was Hamabas in the place of darkness, in the shadow of death, Kihimri and Kel, Vaima Vachna Bamaliban, Vaima Yzakul Hashem, but Salem, Vaima Yitzim, Khaish, Vaima Yitzim, 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 And then here doesn't add the words. The way bracha we make today is not mentioned here. Other shem have different gears, but it just says boru gremel chazan tovim, not a gremel chayovim tovis. Those who are, you know, don't maybe I don't even deserve to be saved. Shigmalani two gesoys. Our gears is shigmalani tov. Most people's gears is shigmalani kol tov. Actually, Shulchan Aruch says kol tov, but that's some of the shem who say shigmalani tov, and that's our gears. Kol tov means they should give me all good, and we say they should give me all good. Yet there's plenty more to give. Shigmalani tov, which is not the same as the Gemara reprimanded those who said mit tov. Mid-type means you give me, like, you're highlighting the fact you didn't give me all the good. You're not highlighting that. You're not being it's not showing ingratitude. You should have a minion. If it says that's why we do it by Kiryas HaTorah, not because it has any connection to Kiryas HaTorah at all whatsoever. We want a minion. According to some, you have 30 days to do it, and if you don't have 30 days, then do it without a minion. According to the Altareb and others, 3 days. You should do it within 3 days. In fact, it says if you come on Monday afternoon, better put a minion together Monday afternoon than wait till Thursday. Mazuz says, them should be rabbis. And then it says, Vamoishav is a kenim yalu. When you want to praise the Eibishter, you should have his kenim. His kenim doesn't mean elderly people, it means wise people. Maske Rabashi, Emekul Rabbanon. Rabashi says, Eibo, maybe all the. So I know you can have any. Maybe you should have 10 Rabbanon. Miksiv Bikal Zakani Bikal Omksiv. It says Bikal Om, ordinary people, but amongst them you should have also a couple that says Moishav's Kanim, Yalu, you have a couple of Kanim. Ksiv Ema Beasara Shar Amo Terabon, and maybe Taki should have 10 a minion and then plus 2 Rabban. Kasha. Good question.
So why don't we bench Kaimu just with a minion rather
because,
than
why do we do it? We made it to Kana because at the beginning of our Megillah it says why did Kfarim go in on Monday and Thursday? Because that's the day that most people come in to hear Kriya Sateira on Monday and Thursday. So this is the day you're guaranteed to have a minion. It seems in many places they didn't have a minion during the week, only on Mondays and Thursdays. So made it to Kana, we'll do it together by Kriya Sateira. But it doesn't have to be. And the big machlek is whether women should bench Gaim or not. And if they do, then do they gather 10 people together? Technically, Shulchan Aruch said they should get 10 people together and make a bit of a gremel, not by Kriya Sateira. Whenever. Have you heard the Cholash was sick, or after she had a baby, he was sick, the Etpach, and he got better. All the Gabbai, Rabchana Bakhtor, Rabchana from Baghdad came to visit him with Rabbanan, number Rabbanan, Amrle Brich, and they said to him, Brich Rachmana, blessed the Abishta, the Yavich Nelon, that the Abishta gave you back to us, Veloy Yahavich Lafada, he didn't have Shom pass away. Now, you'll notice here, he doesn't say the Abish's name. So they said, so that's the Raya, but it's Raya. You don't have to, this is a story of what happened. It's a Raya, but Birchas, that the bracha you make is nothing to do with saying the Abish's name. Any of these brachas we have in our Mishnah has nothing to do with the saying Abish's name. Others say, no, it is, because Rachmana is the Abish's name. So where's Melech Olam? So they try to work out a way, but he said a few more words, which sound like Melech Olam.
How is this more than a Mishnah?
Because this is a story that actually happened.
Say that
the Mishnah could be
they
omitted
it.
Could be, but you're right. That's like exactly what they're going to say back. Omalu patartin yosi meladui. You just exempted me from having to make the bracha myself. And Omar Abaye boy you do. So you have to say it yourself. You need ten. But look, come on. He didn't say anything. Look, amen. He answered amen. So interesting. Why have that? We learned that if you don't answer amen, you still yotze. Why do you have to answer amen? So the Rishonim, the Tur says, and others say, because they did not have a mind. When you don't have to, if that person had you in mind for the bracha, you don't have to answer amen, technically. But the Rambam said, if you answer amen, then it's better, because as if you said it yourself. But they did not have him in mind. When they said the bracha, they had no idea that he was planning to be yaitz with his bracha. They just said, thank God. He wanted to turn into a bracha. The only way that he can turn into his own bracha is by saying amen. There are three people who need constant guard from the Malacham Avos and Mazikim Ve'elehein Chayla. Somebody who's vulnerable, sick, because the Satan's hanging around over there, and the Chosin Ve'kala, Chosin Kala as well, because there's jealousy. The Satan is jealous that another, there are more Neshamas Yisrael are going to come into this world, very upset. So therefore, they need Shmira. That's why we have this in, you know, the Chosin Kala have Shmira before the wedding. When Masnita Tan, we learned Chayla, a sick person as well, Chaya, a woman who gave birth. Chosin v'kal. Yishayim af oval, also an oval. Yishayim af tamid chamim balayla. Tam chacham at night also is vulnerable because the Satan is jealous of all these people. Okay, we'll stop here. These two. That's. Okay, see you tomorrow.